Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at the letter X. X makes the sound X. And I'm excited to do this with you. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's all good. If you need to finish writing or coloring at the end, you can. No worries. Okay, let's begin. Let's write our name at the top of our page. And please write neatly so we can read it and figure out who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham. I'm happy to see you today, or be here with you today. I can't really see you. So, today's lesson is about the letter X. X says X. And there are not very many words that begin with the letter X. There just aren't. So we are going to be looking at words and objects that end with the letter X. That's what we're going to practice today, because there are a lot of words and objects that end with the letter X. Okay? All right. So X says X. X. It's kind of like you're putting the letter K sound and the letter S sound, squishing them together. K and S squish together. X. X. Yeah, it's kind of fun to do. All right. Put your pencil down if you haven't. We're going to color first, and then we'll write at the end. So let's look at the picture. We're in a room. There's a lot of stuff going on, but I want you to look at the baby. The baby's name is Max. Max. Do you hear the X sound at the end? Max. Yes, I do too. Max is a little baby. We're going to color his little onesie, his little outfit, his little pajamas blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon. It can even be turquoise if you want. And let's color Max's outfit blue. His pajamas or his onesie. So Max begins, I'm sorry, ends. It doesn't begin. It ends with the letter X. So Max. You can hear it at the end when we make that sound. The X sound. Max. X. Yes. X. Max. Right there. There you go. Max ends with the letter X. So we can say X, and then we can say the word Max, and then the sound X. It's going to be a little different today because we're looking at the end of the sound. The end of the word. The ending sound. Because that's more often what you're going to find for the letter X. All right, I finished coloring Max's outfit blue, so I'm going to put down my crayon. I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's color Max's hair brown. Let's color his hair brown. Go ahead. You can find your brown crayon. We'll color Max's hair brown. Max. Max. You can hear it at the end. I love to say the sound of X. It's fun. Max. X says X. You try it. Yes. X says X. Squish that K sound and that S sound together. X. There you go. Nice work. All right. So boys and girls, I finished coloring Max's hair brown. I'm going to put it down, my crayon down. I'll give you 3 more seconds. Finished or not? 3, 2, 1. Do you see the little animal that's close to Max? That's a stuffed animal. That's a toy animal. But can you tell what it is? You know what it is? It's not a kitty cat and it's not a dog. Yes, it's a fox. Fox has the X sound at the end. Fox. So let's color our fox red. Find some kind of a red crayon. It'll be a red fox. And let's color the fox red. So fox begins, I keep saying begins, and it's not true. It ends. It ends with the letter X. Fox. Fox. X. Fox. X. Yes, it's the X sound that says X. X. Fox. X. 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 Fox. X. So that is a pretend fox that we are coloring. There is no way there's a real life fox next to Max in his house. No way. But Max and fox both end with the letter X and make the X sound. X. Max Fox. Okay, I finished coloring my little fox. So I'm going to put down my red crayon. I'll give you 5 more seconds. Finished or not? 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, boys and girls, should we color the table? Do you hear an X sound in table? Table. I don't either. What about box? There it is. It's at the end. I hear it too. Box. There are 2 boxes in your picture. There's a big box and a small box. Let's color the big box first. Find a brown crayon, some kind of a brown crayon, and let's color the big box first. So color the big box. Box ends with the letter X also. X, box, X. X, box, X. It ends with the letter X, box. X makes the sound of X. X makes the sound of X. And it's, there's a box. And hey, there's Max. And hey, there's a fox. And they are under the table. And I don't know why. And where's his mommy and daddy? Where are they? Okay, I finished coloring the big box. Now let's go color the small box. Because even though it's small, it still ends with the letter X. It still says X at the end. Box. Max is under the table. Looks like maybe they were moving in. I don't know. I don't know if the boxes are full. I don't know if they're empty. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. All right, so boys and girls, we colored the big box and the small box. They both end with the X and they both make the X sound because X makes the X sound. So we have Max, Fox, Box. That's right. All right. Put your brown crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you see on top of the table, there's a bowl, a big bowl. And do you know what that's called? That's inside of it. Do you know what that's called? That's a mixer. You can mix with a mixer. So that is mix. They're going to mix. I don't know who or where but somebody must have left to go do something. I don't know, but you can mix cookie dough or mix cake batter. You mix ingredients together. So let's color our bowl green. Find the green, some kind of a green crayon, and let's color the bowl green because whatever's inside there, you can mix it. Mix ends with the letter X. Mix. Just like box. Just like Max. Just like fox. So we have mix and fox and Max and box. They all end with the letter X and it sounds like this. X. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, they all end with X. They all say X. So this bowl has some stuff inside it that we can mix. I finished coloring my bowl. I'll give you a few more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's find an orange crayon. Some kind of an orange crayon, doesn't matter to me. And let's color the mixer orange. The mixer, that's the machine that will mix what's ever inside the bowl. What's ever inside the bowl. So we'll color it orange. Color the machine, the mixer orange. Because it can mix. Mix. X. Mix. X. It has an X at the end. Mix. Mix. Oh my, I feel hungry. I feel like I wish that there was cookie dough inside there. We could mix some cookie dough and eat it. Yum, yum, yum. All right, mix ends with X, just like Max, just like Fox, just like Box. And now we have mix. All right, put your orange crayon down in 3, 2, and 1. Boys and girls, there's one more word or picture in our on our page that ends with X, and it's this one. Wax. The wax from the candle drips. Wax. So let's find a yellow crayon, some kind of a yellow crayon. And on the table next to the mixer, next to the bowl, that candle has wax dripping. I want you to color the candle flame and the wax around it that's dripping. We're on the candle by the mixer because wax also ends with X. Wax. Go ahead and color the whole candle. Just color the whole thing yellow. Wax. Wax. It ends with an X and you can hear it. Wax. You can hear that sound at the end of wax. Yes, wax. Okay, so we colored the candle on the table next to the mixer. Now let's color the candle on the table in the back by the box. Color that candle yellow too. That has wax dripping also. Wax ends with X. Box ends with X. Mix ends with X. Fox ends with X. And so does Max. These all make that sound. Box, wax, mix. Max, Fox, all of them end with X. All right, I'm putting down my yellow crayon. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, now let's do some writing. Find your pencil and let's look for number 1. If you look at number 1 and you go across, you'll see 3 capital X's in a row. We can also call these uppercase X's. Let's trace them. They're there for us, but let's trace them. So we're on number 1. Trace the first capital X. X says X. Move over. Do the next one. Trace it. X says X. Move over. Trace that capital X. X says X. Move over. There's nothing left to trace because I want you to practice writing the capital X yourself. Go ahead. X, X. Move over, write it again. Capital X, X. Move over, do it one more time for extra practice. Capital X, X. Okay, look at number 2. There are 3 lowercase X's in a row. Let's trace those. Trace the first one, X, X. Move over, trace that one, X, X. Move over, trace that one, X, move over. Oh no, there's nothing there. I don't know what to do. What do you think I should do? Yes, I should write my own. Lowercase X. X. Scoot over, write it again. Lowercase X. X. One more time. Extra practice. X. X. Good job. All right, let's look at number 3. You will see a row of letters that are dark and black and bold. I want you to find the capital X's. If you see a capital X, circle it. We're on number 3 and we're moving across. Don't go up and circle things you traced or any X's that you wrote. We're not up. We're not up. We're going across number 3. Staying on those dark black letters. How many capital or uppercase letter X's did you find? Yes, there are 3 of them. Awesome. Okay, now stay on number 3 and look for the lowercase X's. How many lowercase X's can you find? Stay on number 3. Go across. Don't go up. Go across. How many lowercase X's did you find? Me too. I found 3. 1, 2, 3. So we have 3 uppercase X's and 3 lowercase X's, and they're all on number 3. Okay, number 4. There are pictures. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture, and I want you to circle it if you can hear the X sound. Okay? It can be at the beginning of the word or the end of the word. It needs to sound like this. Yeah? All right. So number four, the very first picture has an X-ray. X-ray. Do you hear it? That one's at the beginning. X, X, X-ray. So circle the boy with the X-ray. X. Scoot over. The next picture shows jello. Jello or cake. Cake. Nope. Those don't have an X. Scoot over. How about pie? Pie. No, leave it alone. The next picture shows fix. The boy is fixing the sink. Fix. Fix. Yes, I hear the X at the end. Fix. Yep. The next picture is the number six. 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 Yes, that has an X at the end. Six. And the last picture is a duck. Duck. No, that doesn't have an X. So we circled X-ray for the X, X-ray, fix, the boy is fixing the sink, and six. And we did the whole activity, boys and girls. Yeah! All right, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye!